Thoughts on Amos. Amos chapter 7 and verses 16 and 17. God's response. Amaziah has been heavily critical of Amos. He's really attacking God. He wants the prophecy to stop. He wants Amos to get back to the south and earn his bread there. Stop prophesying against Israel. Stop preaching against the house of Isaac. And then we have, as I say, we have Amos's response, verses 16 and 17. Now then, hear the word of the Lord. This is what Amos is replying. Now then, hear the word of the Lord. You say, don't prophesy against Israel. Stop preaching against the house of Joseph. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. And it's God's response to Amaziah. Now we must be careful. This man is a prophet. He's speaking directly from God. I'm not a prophet. We don't have prophets today. We're not speaking directly from God. We're speaking on the message of God from the apostles and the prophets from Christ. But this man is speaking directly from God, and therefore he can go much further than I can go. Men, religionists and politicians say this. Now God says this in reply. You say, do not preach, do not do. No fear, says Amos. God's word has to be preached. God says it. You may not like it, but you'll have to lump it. And this is God's word to Amaziah. And it's a devastating word. It's a word of curse for him as an individual, for his family, and for his possessions, and again, for Israel. Verse 17. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Now, I'm not a prophet. I can't say this directly. But I will say it is a very serious thing to fly against God. Antichrist may be against Christ, but Christ is against them. This is what Amos is bidden to say by God. This is what the Lord says. Therefore, because if you rebelled against God, your wife will become a prostitute in the city. Your sons and daughters will fall by the sword. Your land will be measured and divided up. And you yourself will die in a pagan country. And Israel will certainly go into exile away from their native land. I say again, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, to mock him, to hinder him. God is not mocked. God cannot be resisted. Well, he can be resisted, but it's a very dangerous thing to do. Now, in the Old Covenant, this was a word to the nation. This was a word to the priests and so on. Today, of course, it's a word for the believer, but I think also it's a word for the unbeliever. I believe it's a word for the churches. It is a very, very serious thing to take the word of God into our hands and to warp it, to twist it, to deny it, to refuse it, to try and stop it. Men do it. They're always trying to stop faithful preachers of the word. May God continue to bless his people. Though we're not in the days of the old covenant, we're in the days of the new. We have the Spirit, and the Spirit will accomplish his word. Whether men will hear or whether they will forbear, the truth must be sounded. Paul didn't ask for permission of men. Would you like me to say this? No. They want to gather preachers around them to speak and say the things that their ears want to hear. Oh yeah, we like that. Tell us the nice things, smooth things, prophesy smooth things. No, these faithful men. It's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And whatever Amos was, he may not have been successful, but he was faithful. Well done, good and faithful servant. God give us grace to be such.